In the early 70s, as I understand it, you and your husband began to attend church.
What leads up to that is the fact that my mother, always a wonderful Christian lady, saw to it that I was brought up in Sunday school and church, but Sunday school especially, so I would have friends my age that went to the same church.
What denomination?
Baptist.
Okay.
So that was important to her. Well, Wendell and I had two children. We were still touring, gone a lot. So Mother just took it upon herself to see that our children were brought up in church. She said, they've got to be brought up in church. Wendell's folks were good Christians. They went to church. Between the two of them, our children were in church every Sunday. So this one particular Sunday, June the 6th, we were home on the Saturday before, and our kids said they were going over to my mother's spend the night so they could go to Sunday school. And would we come and join them for church? Because they wanted us to meet a new pastor that was there, a young guy. The kids all were just loving him. We said, okay, we're home. What else can we do? So we went to church, but it was that morning that God spoke to both of our hearts individually, but at the same time. We took hands, we walked the aisle of that little church, and received Christ as our Savior and Lord. Our lives have been changed ever since.
What church was that?
South Lindsay Baptist Church, in the southeast part of town.
That changed both your lives, your marriage too, I would imagine, everything.
Yeah, it changed everything, turned everything upside down. Not immediately. We had to grow in our Christian faith and realize how God fits into your daily life, you know. It seems like I always thought of God is over here on Sunday, but after you receive him into your heart, you want to live for him, of course, daily, and you want to tell others what's happened to you. We had some time off in there. Every time the church doors were open, we'd go. We got in Bible studies and went to revivals, and we're growing in our faith.
They knew you probably as a singer, though, in the church.
Oh, yeah.
Now you've accepted Christ, and you're coming to our church. Did they ask you to sing gospel songs in the church?
Mm-hmm. Yes, they did. And that's where I began singing the gospel songs. We had a decision to make. Again, a lifetime decision, whether to continue the work that we were in or to be strictly gospel. We didn't really know. I just knew that suddenly all I wanted to sing about was Christ. Churches here in Oklahoma City began to invite me to come sing on Sunday morning or Sunday night. We made some tracks, so I'd have some songs and a band working with tapes. And I loved it. I just loved it. We were working nightclubs and things, and I was beginning to feel real uncomfortable in these situations, and Wendell was too. So we decided we were going to have to draw a line. We could continue to do shows, you know, television and theaters and what have you, but no more bars and nightclubs and things. That was our decision, and it's what we did by about 1973, probably. We had grown enough and was walking with the Lord and enjoying our new life so very much. We just took a chance. We said, we'll just live on faith. God says that he'll take care of his children. Well, we'll put him to the test because we're just going to drop all that income. I had never worked theaters a whole lot, just maybe in the beginning and worked Vegas. But most of my work was outside of television and a few festivals and things was bars and dance halls and that.
So when you said no to that, that was a significant part of your income.
Yeah, it certainly was. I wanted to record more gospel songs, and they wouldn't let me. I did one album on Capitol. It was gospel. And a year later, by that time and in that year, I was doing a lot of church work. and doing a lot of revivals, and they were wanting me to carry albums to sell. We didn't like that idea much, but we finally began to understand that this was important for people. If they came out to see you and you were singing gospel, that they would want to take some of those songs home. Mm-hmm. Then we finally reluctantly went along with having records to sell. But I didn't have enough records. See, I only had the one album. So Ken Nelson decided for me. He said, I think what you ought to do is let me see if I can get you out of your contract with Capitol and you pursue a company that will allow you to sing gospel. So that's what happened. I still had a year or two left on a contract, but he got me out of it. He said, this is where her heart is, and she's wanting to record more. We only want her doing country, so let's let her off the hook. They did, and I pursued Word Records. We got a contract with them. A lot of things were supposed to happen, and they all fell through. But we were happy, and God was providing for us. We never went without anything. I didn't ever have to change my lifestyle. Wendell tells me now, he never said it at the time, but it was hard for him to make the money stretch, you know.
You said things fell through with Word.
Yeah, they were going to do a book and going to do something in TV or something and book me on shows, not bars and things, but big shows, just a lot of plans. And we thought, well, hey, this is perfect. I can keep doing my gospel, but I'll still be out, you know, outside of the church. Because my fans were beginning to wonder, had I died or retired or what had happened? They weren't hearing me anymore on the radio. I wasn't coming to town. So we were disappointed there. And then eventually they sold out to a big company, Dot Records. And I got lost in the shuffle. Dot didn't know about me, didn't care about me. So we just got out of our contract with them also. At a pretty big loss, but nevertheless, we were wanting to do our gospel work. By this time, Wendell was speaking, giving his testimony, found out he is a great orator. He just gave a beautiful story of what happened to him and why he gave his life to Christ and how it's different now, his testimony. So we had our own ministry going. We didn't have to rely on other people to be on the show or in the service. We would just do it all ourselves. So we were right back doing one-nighters, just like we'd always done.
And financially supported by, as we say, the love offerings.
By the Christian people that we were singing to. At that point, after I left Word, we had to do our recordings on just an independent, small labels. There was a couple or three here in Oklahoma City that we did albums with. That gave me material to carry on the road. They didn't have worldwide distribution and things, so I dropped off the map as far as country music and rock and roll was concerned.